It's a long road when you're on your own.
Can't get that song out of my head, which I think is off the closing credits of First Blood. You know, the relatively decent film, which was followed by Rambo and other not so good ones. I have no idea where I am. You listening to this will have far more of an idea, because there should be a map with some kind of GPS position which is pinged at point of upload. So imagine, I don't know, 5 miles back up that road, maybe 10. That's where I was at the point that I said, I don't know where I am. Strange how I don't actually know. Somewhere on the M6, it's a very long, straight-ish road going north to south, south to north of the United Kingdom, depending on which direction you are heading at the time. I'm going south. It's dark. And it only just dawned on me that it's the 9th of the 9th of the 9th. 999. If I see blue flashing lights, the day will be complete. I am hands-free before you say anything. I was in Manchester earlier on today, talking to a room full of people connected in some way or other with museums. And it was a good bunch, a good crowd. Sometimes you talk to a room of people and they get it. Sometimes they get it and have ideas around how they can apply it. And that's kind of what happened today. And definitely a couple of the people around the table had a eureka moment. And that's when using all of these apps or platforms, that's when you really do kind of pick up the ball and run with it, because it's only through participating, it's only through practicing, does it all kind of click. 9th of the 9th of the 9th. What kind of significance is that then? When will that happen again? Well, I guess next year we'll have the 10th of the 10th of the 10th, and it will be equally ordinary. It's just a number. Not even really the correct number, if you think about all the shifts, messings and shenanigans we've had with our calendar, which again is dependent on, I guess, your religion, your belief system. I remember being in Turkey, I think it was, walking through a graveyard. Not a pastime of mine normally, but on this particular occasion I was looking at the gravestones and I thought, hang on, this guy was born here and he died here. How many hundreds of years old was he? They'd gone from the lunar calendar at some point to the kind of westernized calendar, and this guy had lived across that transition, which made for interesting calculating. Oh, I'm talking just as much to keep myself focused as I am because I obviously like talking. And on that sobering note, I feel like I've talked too much already today. So I'm going to get back to the road. It's got to that lovely stage of the night where I can turn on some random tunage on my iPod and watch the traces of the brake lights and the sporadic motorway lights as I pass them by, getting ever closer home. 1 hour 53 minutes left on my journey. Will I have the pleasure of stopping off at another service station? Whilst pulling out of the service station I've just left, there was an AA van, the Automobile Association, and an RAC van, the Royal Automobile Club, both tending to customers, both fixing cars right next to each other, and it almost looked like they were having a race as they kept glancing up to see if the other guy under his matching bonnet had got any closer to sorting the problem. If I was in more of a waking spirit, I would have blogged video-wise, commentating, probably trying to annoy them because it just looked funny. But no, onward, southward. I'm going to concentrate. Take care, guys. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.